Hello everybody and welcome to BitNote. We'll be playing video game music and talking about the games they're from. Hope you enjoy! You know, it's funny. I play that tune at the beginning of every show and I don't think I give it enough credit, to be honest. It is composed by Seth Peel, also known as Beatfox, and it's on the internet. It's not from any specific game, but I kind of, when I wanted a tune for this show, I wanted something that was like video gamey-esque sort of thing, but I didn't want it to be from any specific video game for, you know, various reasons. And basically, the guys here at Dublin South FM said, you know, you got to come up with a theme tune. And I was like, why didn't you tell me about this before I came in to record the show? So I basically threw this in as a sort of an interim solution, but I like it so much that I realized, you know, I don't need to replace it. It kicks ass by itself. And it's got that nice sort of retro game theme to it. If you want to see the other guys, I'm not actually the first person to even use it. It was composed back in 2001. A lot of people have used it since. You can download it or see some of the guy's other work on beatfox.com, BEATFOX.com. And I think I'll move you on to actually just playing the whole song from beginning to end. It's maybe not the longest, but I figure it's going to be, you know, like, you know, those TV shows where sometimes where one episode, for whatever reason, they decide to play the whole theme tune where, you know, you usually only hear a bit snippet of it. Well, it's going to be kind of like that. So hope this is going. This is called Bouncer by Seth Peel, aka Beatfox, and I hope you enjoy. Kind of a short song. I would have liked it to be a little longer, but there you go. So our eponymous intro tune, Bouncer by Seth Beatfox Peel. So we'll move on to our next track. This is from Talk About, I mean, you know, that last track was a bit obscure, but this is from one of the classic, I think, modern indie games. These guys were doing, you know, these days, you know, you hear a lot about indie games, you know, since about 2008 with World of Goo and Braid, you know, indie became a great big thing. There's even like an entire movie based on the indie game industry. Actually, I probably should elaborate a little more. Indie games are not games about Indians, just so we clear up that. I know that sounds like a straight crazy confusion to clear up, but I think my dad had that misconception. But my dad always liked the cowboy movie, so just so we're clear. Indie is basically independent games. They're a little like independent films, the idea being that they are, you know, more lower budget. And so, you know, by people who love the medium rather than want to make a bunch of money. But, you know, of course, making money wouldn't exactly be, you know, anathema to them, you know. And the idea is that they can be, the idea is because they've got a smaller team and that they work more through love than pure profit. They work more adventurous or arty or independent stuff. And, you know, it's kind of like independent film. Sometimes you can get some amazing gems. Other times it almost seems like they're playing to the crowd. It doesn't really matter because, you know, I like games from all sorts. I like games from as many different sources as possible, showing as many different themes or styles, and then I can play it and make my own decision. And I've played a lot of pretty damn good indie games. But these guys, the song I'm about to play this next, and by the way, this is a fairly long song, just so you're forewarned. These guys were doing indie games way before most people were doing it. I mean, when these guys were doing indie games, they were still actually like making physical, like, printed copies and handing them out to people. This one was made in 2001, long before people would just make a game, put on the internet, download it. These guys are actually still indie. These guys are Introversion. They made a game called Uplink back in 2001. You're essentially a hacker, and I'll go into more detail later. The song is called The Blue Valley by Carsten Koch, and it's a bit of a long one, so sit tight and hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Whew. That was fun. And boy, just listening to the song that was playing in the background as you hacked into all the systems. Uplink, just so we're clear, is a hacking simulator. It doesn't actually enable you to hack networks. And to be honest, even though a couple of the concepts you could probably apply in a general way, it's not even like telling you specific stuff like, you know, how to like, you know, run a port scan or something. This is just, it's just a fun and simulation of a hacking. And in fact, it's inspired, or, you know, it's kind of took its inspiration from a lot of the hacking movies. You know, like the classic one, Sneakers, that's one of my favorite movies, hacking movies, and War Games, of course. In fact, I think both of those games get referenced in subtle ways in the game. One very obvious sneaker reference whenever you're trying to do fake voice authorization. But the idea is essentially you're this lone hacker and you're accepting jobs from people and you're going on and hacking all these different companies. And the graphics are very simplistic. You've got a world map and you're able to have to access various computers and use various different tools. And the more jobs you get, the more money, and that way you can upgrade your computer system and, you know, develop it. The game pretends that you're, like, connecting to this, like, computer place which has your full computer in it, you know, that you're basically remotely accessing a hacking machine. And the more money you get, you can get deliveries and get that machine upgraded. But, of course, if you get caught, then the people will try to get to access your computer and they'll just get detonated and you'll have to start again. But, It's fun. I mean, you have to, when you start a hack, you have to do that thing you see in all the movies where you have to bounce it off several different cities. So that, and the more cities and everything you bounce it off, the slower it'll take for them to trace you. Then after you finish the hack, you know, you go into the systems and sometimes it's delete files, sometimes it's copy files. Sometimes you have to watch out for the log files, you know, where they record your actions and try to delete them so no one can catch up with you. And essentially, it's great. It's a fun dense game like that, and doing the bouncy things and everything. It was very popular and got around, and it's still, you can still buy it to this day. I mean, like I said, Introversion. If anything, though, after a while, it felt like I was doing the same thing a bit over and over again. And I think what you're meant to do is like fast forward time so that you get more people. And there's actually this whole story that I never quite approached, you know, about stuff that's happening to the hacker community. But it had a good sense of, you know, what a lot of people felt that hacking was about back then, really, you know, which was basically about some, you know, independent rogues taking, you know, showing the face of these great big multinational corporations. And of course, it's now turned out to be slightly different about that. You know, it's not just going against multinational corporations, it's also going about going in the real world, about going against political establishments and credit card companies and video game companies. So, you know, now that I think about it, the idealized version of hacker, you know, of just these guys going up, setting their own rules and going up against companies, it's, in some ways, it's turned out to be true. But, of course, in other ways, there's plenty of cases where, for instance, there'll be countries that'll actually have political hackers to hack various systems. Or, I mean, you know, even recently in America, and Israel developed a virus to attack Iran's systems to sabotage their nuclear centrifuge. So, I mean, you know, hacking is a lot more than just little kids going, you know, than just kids or immature. Well, actually, that's a huge stereotype. But it's a lot more than, you know, a couple of sole lone wolves going around their whole things. Hacking has become a huge new frontier in so many ways in the current digital world. But if you want to leave that all behind you and just go back to the simplistic and basic, yeah, Uplink is a pretty fun game. Just developed by Introversion Software, and I already mentioned the name of the track, which is Blue Valley by Carsten Koch. Okay. All right, so the next track, it's actually from a game, and when I went to get the music from the game, I realized something. The music from this specific game that I was thinking of kind of sucked. I'm sorry. Sometimes I kind of use the music just as an excuse to talk about the game, but in this case, I really couldn't bring this music out. I didn't really want to subject you to it. It's not bad. It's just not something that I want you all to listen to. The game itself was Safecracker by Daydream Software, and it was developed in 1997. Now, some of you may have heard of Safecracker Ultimate Puzzle Adventure. No. That was the sequel that was developed about 10 years later. I actually played that game too. Both Safecracker games are fun games. I kind of prefer the original because it's got more detailed environment, more interesting puzzles. But the basic gist is you're thrown into a house full of safes and you have to crack them all. In the first game, it's to gain employment with the company. In the second game, it's because of some inheritance thing and you know, you can't damage the safes or whatever. And I just always loved the Safecracker because it was just so many different puzzles and you had a great big house to yourself and it was all a bit of fun. But yes, no songs from that game because I don't think the quality of the sound is good enough, unfortunately. All right, so for our last track, I'm going to bring on another game that I haven't actually played that much. I mean, I played the Safecrack games tons, but like I said, Uplink. The game is called Katamari Damacy. It was developed by Namco for originally for the PlayStation 2. And it was the music you're about to hear is basically the theme tune, and it was composed by Yu Miyake. Now, so why haven't I played this game much? It is not because I don't want to. I really did want to. But the problem was, it was never ever released in Europe. Sequel to War, but I always kind of wanted to play the original one. And I got one opportunity to do so several years ago, back in 2005. Essentially, I was in Seattle. I was working an internship for a software company. And while I was there, a game convention was on. PAX, for those who are interested. And I was so excited. It's like this cool game convention. And there I sat down, and there was a sofa there, and they had Katamari Damacy up and running, and I played it, and it was so much fun. You are this little creature, and you got this little ball. It's basically like a snowball game with all these sort of items from around the house. You're a little creature, and, you know, at the start, you're all in these urban environments, like, you know, a school. I didn't play that much, not as much. Sometimes it's a garden or a sitting room, where then sometimes it gets bigger, like houses and streets and everything. And you got this little ball, and, you know, you have to, anything that's smaller than the ball sticks to it. But when something sticks to the ball naturally, because it's got something attached to it, becomes bigger. So you start by picking up little things like pins and items and small stuff, and it suddenly gets bigger, so then you can pick up larger objects and larger ones, and so you roll all these around, and suddenly you've got this great big thing, a Katamari snowball. And so suddenly, when you start off by rolling this small thing around on a table, it suddenly comes big, and you roll off the table and you pick up a cat, and you pick up a TV set and all these building blocks and so forth, and then you're able to pick up people and then cars and buildings, and dear gosh, the humanity. It is quite a fun game. It is very crazy. It has got a great soundtrack and some very great writing and crazy art style. It's very surrealist, and I think that's a great track to leave you with. So this has been David Collins with BitNote, leaving you with the Katamari Damacy theme. Thank you for listening. All the best.
It's my way. まり魂知らない。